Tja, välkommen till min tredje svenska lektion. Hi, welcome to my third Swedish lesson. It's Sunday and I'm a bit tired after yesterday. That's how it's going, how it should be. Well, I need to say that I don't recommend you to have this as your only source of learning Swedish, since it doesn't go through lots of grammar and doesn't get you to practice grammatical structures a lot. But it's a good way of seeing what language we actually do use. I might do some grammar episodes, though, like on the side of the real story. And also, I'm going to start to take the dialogue three times, because myself, when I learn languages, I think that it's a very good thing to have the actual dialogue, to hear it a lot, because then you get used to the language. And this is what it's all about, like getting used to sounds of the language so you can distinguish separate words. Alright, so our man Mowgli is a bit discouraged. He tried to get a Swedish girl to hit his hotel, thinking it was going to be really, really easy, but it wasn't. Actually, he's pretty stupid, but but he's handsome, so he might get lucky sooner or later. And now he arrived to his hotel, and he's checking in. And the keywords for this dialogue are: first one is snygga tjejer, which means hot girls. Good one to know. And the second one is Avenyn. Which is, well, the biggest street in Gothenburg. Like, I don't know if it's the biggest one, but it's like the most famous one. And this is where all the nightlife is, and lots of restaurants, and lots of expensive restaurants and clubs. So, snygga tjejer and Avenyn. Or, as in real Gothenburg accent, Avenyn! Alright. So here goes the dialogue, and yeah, Mowgli went to the check-in desk and is going to check in. Hej, jag ska checka in.
Okej, ditt pass tack.
Här har du. Var finns det flest snygga tjejer?
Haha, jag vet inte. Kanske på Avenyn.
Okej, då vill jag till Avenyn. Hur kommer jag dit? Okay, that was the first time. Second time. Hej, jag ska checka in.
Okej, ditt pass tack.
Här har du. Var finns det flest snygga tjejer?
Jag vet inte. Kanske på Avenyn.
Okej, då vill jag till Avenyn. Hur kommer jag dit? Third time. Hej, jag ska checka in.
Okej, ditt pass tack.
Här har du. Var finns det flest snygga tjejer?
Jag vet inte. Kanske på Avenyn.
Okej, då vill jag till Avenyn. Hur kommer jag dit? All right, translation. Jag ska. I'm going to. You say this instead of I want to. In this case. Jag ska. Checka in. Obviously it means check in. Checka in. Okay. Means okay. Okay. Ditt pass. Your passport. Ditt pass. Tack. In this context, it means please. It literally means thank you or thanks. But in this kind of situations, like your passport, please, you say ditt pass, tack. Tack. Här har du. Here we go. Literally, here have you. Här har du. Var. Where. Var finns det?
Are there? Literally means exists it. It's pretty strange, but this is how we say it.
Finns det? Flest.
The most.
Flest. Snygga tjejer.
Hot girls.
Snygga tjejer. Jag vet inte.
I don't know. Literally, I know not.
Jag vet inte. Kanske.
Maybe.
Kanske. På avenyn.
At avenyn. And avenyn means the avenue.
På avenyn. Då vill jag.
Then I want to. Literally, then want I. Then I want to.
Då vill jag. Till.
To. In this context means to go. So, yeah.
Till. Hur.
How.
Hur. Kommer jag dit?
Do I get there? Literally, come I there?
Kommer jag dit?
Okay, some language points. In Swedish, we don't have to say the whole sentence, I want to go to. You can simply say, I want to.
Jag vill till.
In English, I want to mostly means that you want to do something. You put it before verbs like I want to eat. In Swedish, that is also more simple. You say jag vill and then the verb, like äta, which means eat.
Jag vill äta.
So vill means want to, and vill till means want to go to. Easy, right? Some pronunciation. We have a sound in Swedish called the ske sound. In the word kanske, there is this ske sound. It's from what I heard, it's pretty hard to pronounce for non-Swedish speakers. So try to get it as good as possible from the beginning. So maybe you can use the English word call, just like the English K sound, like k. And how you make this h sound, like h, is like you take the k and like you release the pressure from your tongue a little bit until you get the sound like k, k, k. It's like in the same place in the mouth as the K sound, but it's like k, k, k. So just try to get as good as possible from the beginning, because it's more hard to change later. So you can listen to the word kanske, kanske. It's built up from the same words as in English, maybe, kanske. Alright, so let's go with the dialogue three times again. Okay, first time.
Hej, jag ska checka in.
Okej, ditt pass tack.
Här har du. Var finns det flest snygga tjejer?
Haha, jag vet inte. Kanske på avenyn.
Okej, då vill jag till avenyn. Hur kommer jag dit? Second time. Hej, jag ska checka in.
Okej, ditt pass tack.
Här har du. Var finns det flest snygga tjejer?
Haha, jag vet inte.
Kanske på avenyn. Okej, då vill jag till avenyn. Hur kommer jag dit? Third time. Hej, jag ska checka in.
Okej, ditt pass tack.
Här har du. Var finns det flest snygga tjejer?
Jag vet inte.
Kanske på avenyn. Okej, då vill jag till avenyn. Hur kommer jag dit? All right, that's all for today. And yeah, well, now you can hopefully say some stuff in Swedish. You can say like someone is cute, where you come from, say that you have to go, ask someone to come with you, ask where you can find most hot girls. Oh, that's a good one. And ask how you get to a place. And next time I'll go through some basic grammar. All right. Hej då. Ha det gött. See you next time. Ses nästa gång.